This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Bacher.
I think this is one of the main subjects in music, to keep your mind open so it becomes something surprising for you as well. So you have, in a way, to try to keep your innocence and your freshness in order to create every time you play somehow.
That's Argentinian pianist Ingrid Fleeter. On her new collection of Chopin waltzes, she captures a sense of freshness in these familiar pieces. Fleeter has been soaking up this music ever since she was a child, when her parents played Arthur Rubinstein's Chopin recordings over and over again, everywhere, from the kitchen to the family car. Fleeter won the silver medal in the Chopin competition in Warsaw in 2000. But what really launched her career was receiving the prestigious Gilmour Prize in 2006. The judges for the Irving S. Gilmour International Keyboard Festival review a candidate's work for an extended period before handing out the $300,000 award. It's given out every 4 years, and contestants aren't even aware they're in the running until they win. Winning the Gilmour Prize changed her life, and so did a chance meeting with legendary Argentinian pianist Marta Argerich.
A very prominent woman from the Argentinian musical circle organized a party for Marta, and many young people were invited. And I knew that the possibility to play for her was there. So I practiced so much the day before, like 15 hours or something, in case that she asked for audition. The day arrived, of course, Marta asks, "Who wants to play?" I say, "Me."
Fleeter was just 17 years old when Argerich helped her relocate and find a teacher in Germany. Fleeter began to learn the language by studying German Lieder. She would listen to singers and began to appreciate how each note can have its own individual color. That experience affected the way Fleeter approaches the piano, especially when it comes to the music of Chopin. Like a singer, she learned where to give and take in a natural way.
In Chopin, a very interesting fact is the difficulty to put together his classical soul and his romantic expression. So this is the most difficult thing to achieve when you play his music. And I think Chopin music touches directly your heart and your skin in a very simple and direct way.
Ingrid Fleeter brings out the unique nuances in each of the 20 waltzes on this recording, each of which sounds like a personal improvisation. The three waltzes in Chopin's Opus 64 are among my favorites. The minute waltz, which is actually 2 minutes in length, makes full use of tempo rubato, or robbed time. This was a technique often used in the 19th century, which freed the melody as the performer played with the tempo, speeding it up slightly or slowing down, in effect robbing time from a strict regular beat. The waltz number 3 in A-flat is a bit slower and more romantic. Here, the melody is handed off to the left hand. Ingrid Fleeter handles the lower register just as delicately as the high notes. There are other standout pieces as well, like the waltz in G-flat major. It reaches into the highest stratosphere of the piano's 88 keys. This waltz really sparkles in the hands of Ingrid Fleeter. To hear Chopin's more dramatic side, listen to the powerful runs that open the waltz in E minor and repeat every few measures. In this new collection of waltzes, Ingrid Fleeter reveals the many moods of Chopin. We hear the brilliant, the delightful, the thoughtful, and a darker side as well. Through Chopin's music, Fleeter brings out the true beauty of piano playing. And it's that beauty which will captivate you each time you listen to this new recording. And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Macher.